die, breaking me, shaking me, moving me, whatever necessary. But God, put it in me that I see what Jesus sees. So that when I touch them, they're healed. Who knows, you can pray personally with God that way. Do you get it? And you're praying that way because you lost somebody. So it's made you more aggressive and more diligent to lay a hold of truth than ever before. Here's the flip side of what we've done. We've let the fact that we've lost people the way that seems right to a man interject. And we've created cliches, doctrines, and theories that subvert faith. Are you making sense of what I'm saying? And then we back off. But we still have need and trouble and sickness, and we continue to do the rhetorical Christian thing and at least pray, because we all know we can pray. But it says the prayer of faith. It doesn't say prayer. Do you know you can pray the prayer of desperation? The prayer of religious spirits? The prayer of rhetorical Christian identity? The prayer of fear? Do you know that you can just pray the prayer of need? But faith doesn't work by need. Faith works by love. A lot of the things we're praying is because we're in trouble and we need help, but we're not praying because we see the helper. We're not praying from the foundation of the promise and the love of God through Jesus Christ. That's what's called saying to the mountain. You say to the mountain when you look from the perspective of God, because you see it for what it is. You're looking from God's view and you understand through the sun what God has to say about it, and you attack it from His perspective. You're not praying from a human being standpoint in trouble. Oh God, help. I need a miracle. That's pretty much how people pray. That's not how Jesus taught us to pray. Did He? He said, if you have faith, if you have